This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial government shutdown is in its seventh day with no end to the impasse in sight. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, neither President Donald Trump nor congressional leaders appear willing to compromise.
The White House says it expects the shutdown to last a while and is squarely blaming Democrats.
Chuck Schumer says we're very far apart. The reason for that is they've left the table altogether, so of course we're far apart.
Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders on CBS this morning, not long before incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney said Democrats told him last night they're done negotiating over the border wall money the president demanding.
The discussions have broken down. We do expect this to go on for a while.
The president raised the stakes this morning, reissuing an old threat to close the southern border if he doesn't get money for the wall. The shutdown's nearly a week old, affecting about 800,000 federal workers. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An autopsy revealed that an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy had the flu when he died in Customs and Border Protection custody in New Mexico. The New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator said in a statement that Felipe Gomez Alonso tested positive for influenza B. Alonso, who died on Christmas Eve, was the second Guatemalan child to die this month while in U.S. custody. A roadside bomb hit a tourist bus on Friday in an area near the Giza pyramids, killing two Vietnamese tourists and wounding 12 others. Egypt's Interior Ministry said the bus was traveling near the pyramids when a crude roadside bomb concealed by a wall went off. The wounded included 10 Vietnamese tourists. The other two wounded were the Egyptian bus driver and the guide. The bus was carrying a total of 14 Vietnamese tourists. Only two of them escaped unharmed. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reportedly expressed anger over the Syrian army's announcement that it has entered the Kurdish-controlled town of Manbij. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Russian officials have congratulated Damascus on the move.
The Syrian government's military spokesman said in a declaration broadcast on state TV that the army was fulfilling its duty to its citizens, exerting its legitimate authority over all parts of the country, and responding to demands from residents of the region. He added that the army had entered Manbij and raised its flag over the city. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV that the Syrian military's claim was not true and that government forces control only the outskirts of the city. The International Coalition to Defeat Islamic State in Syria also tweeted it had seen no indication that Syrian government forces were in Manbij. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
As the Democratic